Voters across Starr County approved a number of levies Tuesday, including the developmental disabilities renewal, also receiving voter approval were police levies in Marlboro and Plain Townships, a fire levy in Lake Township. In Lexington Township, road and police levies passed. Minerva, Waynesburg, and Magnolia passed levies, and Canton approved a park levy replacement. In Lewisville, a charter amendment and a gas aggregation were approved. School levies in Canton Local and Lewisville failed, while levies passed in Fairless, Jackson, Massillon, and Sandy Valley. Election winners last night for Alliance City Council at large, Christopher Bergara, Jennifer Kiko, and Philip Mastriani. In Ward 3, Ed Lonis. For Alliance School Board, Bill Coe, Tyler Kinzer, and Teresa Caserta. Canton City Council President, Lou Giavasis. Canton City Council members, James Babcock, Joe Cole, Bill Smuckler, Darren Maley, Robert Fisher Jr., Richard Sacco, Frank Morris, Sarah Urchick Gilbert. Canton Municipal Court Judge, Earl Wise Jr. For School Board, Skylar Parks. For Lake Township Trustee, Jeremy Yoder and Sue Grabowski. Lexington Township Trustee, Dan Moore and Mike Pauley. Lewisville Mayor Corey Street, Lewisville Council at Large, Tricia McAllister Atkins and Guy Godone, Lewisville School Board, Brenda Ramsey Lamoureux, John L. Jancic, and Brian Beatty, Marlington School Board, Mark Ryan, Kathy Krupko, and Karen Humphreys, Nibishillen Township Trustees, George Kiko and Jennifer Leone, Washington Township Trustee, Randy Rogers, and Wayne Wallace. Starr County Grand Jury has decided not to indict a Canton man in a deadly shooting at a homeless encampment in September. The grand jury issued a no bill against 44-year-old Justin Ove, who had been charged with murder and felonious assault in the death of 48-year-old John Lee. Police were called September 10th to the 1300 block of Wernette Court Southwest, where a tent had been set on fire. Lee was found unresponsive and later died at Altman Hospital. Teachers in the Alliance School District getting a pay raise under a new three-year contract approved by the Board of Education Tuesday. Superintendent Rob Gress says the agreement with the Alliance Education Association covers 225 certified employees and includes 3% pay increase each year with no changes to benefits. The contract is retroactive to July 1st. The board also discussed the state policy on name, image, and likeness rules, reviewed a plan to let families pay school fees by credit card, and a proposal for the Alliance Family Health Center to open a school-based health clinic. Authorities in Greene investigating a fire that broke out Monday night at the MAPS Air Museum. Flames destroyed a Vietnam War exhibit inside a MASH tent next to the main hangar. Vietnam veteran Ted Matthews, who owned the display, says the loss is total and many artifacts cannot be replaced. WEWS-TV reports the blaze started around 11:15 in an area called the Medic's Corner, which held medical supplies and equipment. The Akron-Canton Airport Tower alerted firefighters, and the airport's crash rescue team helped put out the flames. Some damage was also reported to the main hangar. A West Virginia man has pleaded not guilty to charges in a fatal crash in Columbiana County. 38-year-old Anthony Thornabar of Spencer is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide and manslaughter in the death of 44-year-old Trevor Reed. Troopers say Thornabar failed to stop at the intersection of Route 45 and Tea Garden Road in January 2023. His pickup collided with Reed's car. Reed died the next day. Thornabar's arraignment took place Monday. He's scheduled for a pretrial hearing January 28th. Youngstown has a new mayor, Derek McDowell, who ran as an independent, unseated Democrat incumbent Jamal Tito Brown. McDowell in his first ever attempt at public office by 55-45%. Jay Williams was elected mayor as an independent in 2005. Brown served two terms after being elected in 2017. Anita Davis will take over as council president after a landslide victory over Rich Yesick. Davis was elected to council in 2015. She replaces Tom Hetrick, who chose not to run for re-election. Suspect in a 2000 cold case rape in Canfield made his first court appearance in Mahoning County Tuesday. 57-year-old Jack Sheets pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and kidnapping. Prosecutors say the Ohio Attorney General's office is handling the case, and other women have come forward with similar allegations, though their claims are beyond the statute of limitations. Sheets was secretly indicted last month and arrested in Akron. He's accused of dragging a woman from her car and assaulting her in November 2000. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney set bond at $750,000, trial set for December 15th. Pennsylvania doctor faces indictment after he allegedly traveled to the Youngstown area to have sex with a minor. Case of 50-year-old Robert Zewi of Erie was bound over Monday after he waived a preliminary hearing in Columbiana County Court. He was arrested last month by undercover agents with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. He's accused of agreeing to pay for sex with a fictitious underage girl and her mother. Siwi charged with felony counts of compelling prostitution and possession of criminal tools.